2045, it's on Burnside at 20th going east.
2045, how can I help you?
Yes, I've had this passenger on since Beaverton Transit Center, and he has not shut his mouth at all, and he pretends he's on the phone. He is really, really loud. I have all my fans on, and I still hear him, and every other word is fuck. So it's people are not sitting back there because of him, and he's very distracting. If there's a chance I can get a supervisor to help get this guy off the bus, I've had him before, and he's just a mess.
Okay, I understand that he's being loud. It sounds like he's talking to himself, or is he actually talking on the phone?
That's what I don't know, because he first starts out not on the phone, and then he gets on the phone and pretends he's talking to himself. But I've had him on the bus before, and he does this, and he's distracting, and he's disrespectful to other people. So that's right now.
Okay, I'm just asking these questions because it's a very fine line, as you know, on whether or not we can put somebody off the bus. And that usually falls under if they're being aggressive or threatening to you or other passengers on the bus. And not just, you know, talking to themselves and mental issues aren't enough unless you're telling me that it's distracting you and your ability to drive. And if that's the case, I need for you to tie it up so I can get a supervisor to you.
I understand everything you said, and I just am attempting to let you hear what my issue is. And it doesn't seem to faze him whatsoever that the phone rang. I can drive, but I'm just saying that it's just disrespectful to everyone else wanting to ride the bus. Their heads turn. They look at me, and I'm like, I can't do anything. So, I'll give it back to you.
Have you pulled the bus over, opened the doors, and said, excuse me, sir, but this is your stop?
No, I have not. I've done that one other time in the past over the years that I've driven with him, and he yells back and gets very, very aggressive.
And does he usually get off with no problem at the end of the line?
At the end of the line, which I think is Gresham Transit Center, he gets off because he has to get off. And now he's quiet, so I think it's just my lucky day.
All right. Well, like I said, if he becomes to a point where it's distracting your driving, pull over, secure the bus, open the doors, and give me a call, and we'll have a supervisor come to your location. But they're not going to... If you're rolling and he's on the bus and he's just loud talking to himself and there is freedom of speech, he can say whatever he wants to say as long as he's not threatening anybody. A road supervisor can't put him off the bus.
Copy that. I'll put that in my memory. Thank you for helping me sort that out again. And I'll definitely let you know if there seems to be anything that... escalate. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1216.